Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Virgin Media's 6 o'clock show TV presenter Katia Mee is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Katia, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thanks for coming in to join us today. Are you a summer woman?
Love summer.
Really?
I talk about, you know, I struggle how to dress during summer, but I love the heat and I love the summer weather.
See,
when
I just
got a good day.
I just imagine for you now, TV presenter, so glam, you've all the dresses, all the skirts.
Oh,
you must be the most prepped woman for the summer.
No, absolutely not. Like, and my co-host Brian Dowling will tell you this. I decide what I'm wearing like 3 minutes before we go on air.
Really?
Yeah. That's just who I am. But and then he'll have his outfits planned like 3 weeks before. So it's yin and yang that way. But I think for summer, me and like clothes are just a disaster, because most of the time I'm in tracksuits or leggings, so to bare the skin and stuff I'm like, oh god, here we go. But I do love the heat.
You love it.
Love the heat.
What's your first summer memory?
First summer memory, I had to think about this one. The most significant first summer memory would be traveling to Burundi for the first time in 2004.
Wow.
I was 7 years old. I'd never been there. So Burundi is where my parents were born, where all my family are from. And it was the first time I met my grandmother. We like arrived in the airport. The heat, you know when you can see that kind of like wave of gasoline like on the ground, like that's the picture like I imagined with Burundi. And so I land there, there's palm trees. It was an airport where people could actually like wait on the runway and wave
at
you.
Stop. Yeah,
so I had like all of this family that I'd never seen before. So I walk out into the airport and there's about 50 to 60 of my family members with flowers, with drinks, they're screaming, they're crying. I meet my grandmother for the first time. She's kissing me like all over my face and I'm like, who's this woman? But that is definitely like one of my favourite summer memories. And then I think we spent like 2 months there that summer in primary school.
Oh my God.
I loved it. So yeah.
A far cry from 90s summers in Dublin, I can imagine.
Yeah,
probably pouring rain.
Stuff, I know. Because we did, like, we used to go on little trips like to Wexford. We went to Rosslare one summer and it rained like the whole
time. God.
Yeah, two different extremes.
Well, that is probably one of the best first summer memories I've heard when we've been chatting to people as part of this series. Do you have a best summer holiday?
Best summer holiday. I think last year, like, trumps them all because I got engaged in Italy.
Oh, fair point.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard bet.
Yeah. We went to Rome and, like, around the Amalfi Coast last summer.
Amazing. I'd love to do that.
It was, highly recommend. It was just amazing. Like, first of all, it was 30 degrees plus, which I love. When you can walk around, like, sleeveless. And then we were just having the best time. You know, we had waited until the very end of summer to take a trip. And me and Dara, my fiancé, we just have a blast together. I love travelling with them. We just eat our way through the country and drink our way through the country. And yeah, he proposed to me when we were in Ravello. And that's just one of my best summer memories. Yeah, probably my favourite holiday.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a hard one to beat down through the years. Born and bred in Dublin. That's you're a Dublin, really, aren't you? You're
born in Germany, but bred in Dublin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you move over?
I moved over to Ireland when I was like 17 months. So I was a baba.
Oh, so you're,
You're
really a dub.
Yeah, really a dub.
Yeah, you're not German. Were you a summer job person here in Dublin?
Yes, always worked. Got my first job when I was 16. The day I turned 16, I handed out about 50 CVs around Liffey Valley Shopping Centre and Blanche Shopping Centre. And I got a job in Skechers. So that was my first summer job. And I stayed there for 4 years, worked all the way through like secondary school, leaving cert and college. But even when I was a kid, I was a little hustler. I used to work at the Paris Centre in Lucan and we used to make the booklets for the confirmations.
Yeah.
So we'd get like a little cheeky fiver or a tenner and we'd go and spend it on cocktail sausages in the deli. Like just cute summer.
Living the glam life.
Yeah.
What about the Gaeltacht? Was that ever part of your summer?
No.
Growing up?
Never. Do you know what? My parents did not know what that was, so they were not going to send their kids there.
Yeah.
They were like, what is the Gaeltacht?
I never went.
Why do you need it?
Yeah.
But I wish I went, because the crack, like, I'd hear all the stories like back in September when we'd all reunite with my classmates and everyone would have their first kiss there and I was so jealous. that was what
don't
people
be
did to and then have potatoes and sausages and mash every day.
I never went to the Gaeltacht, but I did go to German college. in
Did you go to the Goethe Institute?
No, I went to the German college was like basically like the Gaeltacht, but it took place in like different, they was like different companies and they'd run them in different schools across the country. So I went to Wilson's Hospital School in Multifarnham in Westmeath.
That's very cool. That's
learned
bougie.
I can tell you, Katja, there was nothing bougie about this.
And did you have to learn?
Oh yeah, I used to get given out all the time because I was always, you know, back in English. And
I know, it's hard because I did German, like a German language course at the end of college where I went to do one of them institutes, but it was very hard because the teacher only spoke German.
Yeah.
Like, even if she, like, English was not allowed to a point where she would have to mime her actions to make sure we got it. But yeah, German's tough.
Yeah, no, it is. And I'm not sure how well it served me, but I shouldn't say that. It probably did serve me well for the leaving cert. Now, if you were to win the lotto, do you have a dream holiday destination?
Yeah, so my dream is to go to Zanzibar. Tanzania. I'd love to go to Mombasa in Kenya as well. They've got beautiful beaches over there. So anywhere like along the east coast of Africa, like it's all saved on my Pinterest. That would be my dream, like honeymoon spots. So
this is now you've won the Euro Millions. You can no expense spared.
Yeah, I'd go straight there, or I'd go back to Tokyo and just spend like all of my time there, like much longer there. Like I went 2 years ago. We went for like 7 to 8 days.
I'm so jealous because this is top of my list.
Oh my God, Japan. It was just amazing. Like I would do more of Japan actually if I won the Euro Millions. Because we did Tokyo for about 7 days and then we did a day trip to Kyoto. But it was just incredible.
Would you need 7 days in Tokyo?
You need more.
Really?
More. There's so much to do. Like the city is just incredibly big and there's so much to do, so much food to eat. It's amazing. The people are amazing.
Yeah. I just absolutely adore Japanese food.
Yeah.
Could live on sushi. So I just think I would blend in really well there.
And the ramen. Oh, 10 out of 10.
Just for that. That's why you were there for a week. Yeah. Just eating your way around the ramen spots of Tokyo.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
You mentioned your fiance, Dara. Is he your favorite person to holiday with or do you have somebody else in mind?
He would be one of my favorite people to holiday with.
Only one of them. Love it.
My mom.
Ah, great.
Is one of my favorite people to holiday with. And I'll tell you why. We are both lazy holiday goers. We like to arrive there, sit on the sun lounger, just chill, read a book, listen to music. We don't need to do too many activities.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have some family members, and I won't name names, but it's go to a museum, let's do a hike, let's do a walk, let's go to this fun restaurant. I want to stay in the vicinity of the place that I am, you know, relaxing.
You want chill. Holidays are chill, are they?
Chill, yeah, because we're so on the go today. So is my mom. She's a busy lady. So we went on a holiday not that long ago, and it was just bliss. And I was like, me and you? This is a thing.
Yeah.
We could do this more often.
We could do it more often. I love it. Holiday romances, any that stick out that you're happy to share with the nation?
No, absolutely not. I will tell you, I was the most plain, boring, vanilla girl. Dara is my first boyfriend. I met him when I was 21. So no summer romances for me.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. What are the top three things you can't holiday without?
Okay, so you need a good sundress.
Yeah.
My Birkenstocks and Spanx or anti-chafing shorts. They are my go-to. Hard to get good ones, but the ones in Penny's are not awful. And I saw someone actually with anti-chafing rub the other week. I was going for a run and before she went on the run she like rubbed it on her thighs. So that's something I could tap into, but the shorts are just a go-to. No mess, just easy. Put them on.
So there's no books. If you're going to the desert island, it's a sundress, it's Birkenstocks and shaving shorts.
For entertainment, I'd have to bring a really good playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like to listen to when you're by the pool?
I love chill R&B music. I love the likes of SZA, Childish Gambino, Jhené Aiko, Kehlani, Beyonce. People probably don't even know most of them are, but I'm a real R&B girl. Yeah. I've always loved that genre of music, so I have a little holiday playlist and that's my go-to, or some Afro beats as well.
I very easily share now in some of that. I love some R&B. Favourite holiday song, what does it remind you of?
I've got a good recent one and it's Water by Tyla. Like, I'm sure everyone knows that it was playing all over, but me and my two best friends went on a holiday to Dubai, my best friends Annabelle and Hayley, and just like pure girls, we played that song and danced in our robes in our hotel room like we were back in school. And that song just always reminds me of that trip. So,
The way we are going to play out with Catcha Mee's very favourite summer song today. Catcha, it's been a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so
here
much.
Here on Lunchtime Live. Thank you so much for joining us today. That's all we have time for. We're going to leave you with Catcha's favourite song. Thanks a million as always. 6 o'clock TV presenter with Virgin Media, I should say that, is Catcha Mee. Catcha, thanks so much for your time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.